You're listening to B2B Tech Talk with Ingram Micro, a place to learn about how to grow your business and stay ahead of technological advances before they become mainstream. This episode is sponsored by Ingram Micro's Xvantage, the next level way to transform your business's potential and reshape how customers see you through advanced transactional data. Let's get into it.
Welcome to B2B Tech Talk with Ingram Micro. I'm your host, Shelby Skirhawk, and our guest today is Kelly Wood, Senior Global Customer Marketing Manager for Honeywell. Kelly, welcome.
Thanks, Shelby. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Well, today we are talking about how wearable technology is improving the workforce experience, but I guess let's quantify that a little bit. So when we say wearable tech, what kind of devices are we talking about in the workforce?
Okay, well, let me get a little more specific on that. I'm going to talk about wearable technology in distribution center. So transportation, logistic, warehousing.
Yeah.
Because there's tons of wearables out there that have not even inched their way into that space. So to kind of talk about, you know, to kick it off, some things that really have already took a strong hold in the market is wearable ring scanners, mobile computers, wearable arm computers. That has started to gain some traction. Voice technology is one. Eco suits that manage and kind of track biometrics of the body and the worker's performance for safety issues. Voice technology that guides people through the work that they're doing. Those are some of the ones that really are being invested in today.
So that's interesting to hear some of the possibilities that are out there. You know, I'd love to be able to dive in more than to that specific wearable technology. So, you know, talk us through, I think we can imagine what that wrist computer might be, but I guess tell us what that's for. And then also I'm interested to hear about the ring example.
Sure. So, I mean, if we take a step back and we just kind of look at distribution, you have your key workflows, everything from receiving all the way to getting product out on the trucks and out the door. The great thing is this wearable technology is it's replacing either the pen and paper or even mobility devices, the handhelds to some extent. If we look at it from a receiving standpoint, the scanner or the mobility, the wearable arm computer, because it does have a scanner attached into it, that's, you know, really great for scanning the case in or scanning the manifest that comes into the door. When we move over into the picking workflow, depending on the technology you're using, and if we're saying the wearables with the scan or the wrist right now, same kind of process. You know, you're scanning the pick location, you're scanning the product, you're wrapping the pallet. After you have that and you're labeling it, you're able to scan it in. It's the same process, but what it's doing essentially, it's eliminating that extra motion of a handheld where you have to pick up, put down. And you know, what's we've really realized is it's crucial. Every second saved is a second that could be put towards something else. And that is really one of the big benefits of wearables right now that people are embracing it for. That and safety.
Right. Well, yeah. So speaking of safety, you mentioned the eco suit. Tell us a little bit about that.
The eco suit's really looking at what it's doing. And it's another division, not so much what I have in Honeywell, but you know, you're looking at monitoring and making sure people are lifting properly. They've got the proper form.
Oh, okay.
They're managing and they're kind of studying the biometrics to make sure someone's not overexerting or when they need to calm down. Again, it's a big thing in the workforce right now. It's all about wellness, my wellness. And it's not a highly desirable industry to come and work in because of the monotony of the work, also the physical exertion that is put on your body. So that's why those kind of wearables to kind of maintain the person's health is being adopted.
Well, yeah, and I think that definitely would make a difference for workers that are coming into a company and seeing that this is part of their, you know, their workflow. So, I mean, the demand is certainly, go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, it's one of the things, it's people care about me. My employer cares about me enough that they're making that kind of investment. I mean, if we think back before what we had was the lift belts, right? The belts that, you know, Velcro around your waist and that was going to help with your back support.
Yep.
That's what we had before. Now, number one, there's a higher adoption because if we think about from our own consumer uses, from our watch to our phones, we're tracking our steps. We're able to track our heart rate. We're talking, you know, we're really able to look at our physical exertion. So one, it's become commonplace. So there is a wider adoption for that kind of thing. I keep saying adoption too. I'm going to switch that. That's my word. I got to switch adoption right now.
Right. Well, you know, overall, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, I keep on saying workforce, but I'm glad that you qualified that at the very beginning to say, okay, you know, we're talking about specifically in distribution centers and the people that are kind of on the front lines then. So, I mean, certainly the demand is there for wearables and every distribution center, like you said, is looking to do more with less, basically, to be as efficient as possible. And also, you know, another factor that we haven't touched on yet is error-free as possible. So what kind of specific Honeywell products are people seeking out?
Well, recently I was just at ProMat, and I have to say, and this is not an exaggeration, people are coming to the booth asking specifically for our CW45, which is our latest wrist computer, the 8675i, our latest ring scanner, and our voice technology. So what we thought when voice was kind of something that was dying off, there was a lot of interest in that again. And just to kind of share a little bit more of the why people were interested in it and what their concerns were. One, it was, again, I have safety concerns were big, and that is a big benefit. I kind of mentioned a little bit earlier is safety with wearables, and that's because you have your hands free and eyes up. So, I mean, I talked about the minimizing downtime with the wasted motion and, you know, picking up and putting down a device, but this is truly allowing anybody, whether you're on a forklift or you're walking through the aisles picking product, you're able to keep your eyes where they need to be. You don't need to worry about putting something down. You're able to use both hands for proper lifting and putting, whether it's pieces, cases, putting it where you need to do. So that's a big thing of it. You mentioned error-free. I mean, we're not going to give that quote of 100% error-free, but again, it's minimizing that error and creating that more efficiency because you're scanning and you're looking directly at what you're scanning. Not that you're not doing that whenever you're looking at computers, but there's more of a look away, look back, look away, where this is you're focusing your eyes directly on whatever it is that you're reading back or scanning.
And to follow up on something you said at the beginning, when you started talking about the CW45 mm-hmm. and you mentioned voice yes. and how that was before kind of starting to die off. What do you mean by that?
Well, it was, you know, people weren't sure about what the technology and the value of the technology of what it was. And it's a shift in the workforce. It's because there is a shift in the workforce where people before were like, I'm willing to do what we do is work. It's not broken. You know, we've had that major disruption where everything became back on the table to look at. How do I do more with less? How do I keep people away from each other not talking? How do I minimize shared devices? That sort of thing. So voice actually started gaining traction. There's multiple providers out there now, where before Honeywell solution was the predominant solution, the adoption is up there. And a great appeal of that is how easy it is to train and onboard somebody on the technology. You're essentially having something in put into your ear directing you to do what you need to do next. And technology is so advanced that with different dialects and speech, it can have, it's multilingual, bilingual. You know, our solution alone has over 40 languages that you can talk in. So when you have a mixed workforce, having one solution that you can use across workflows is great.
Right. So talking you through, talking the employee through the process. Now, are we talking higher end type of, because, you know, we've heard of this type of technology for maybe walking people through advanced repairs and that sort of thing. How, you know, what exactly are they walking them through is in terms of the workflow, I guess?
Well, the one you just kind of inferred is our maintenance and inspection. So we do have a maintenance and inspection application for voice. And that's perfect, whether it's fleet or even if you are doing repairs on devices or kitting or things like that. You take a list, and here's the beautiful part about it and why people are embracing it, is that there is no ability to skip around and skip a step. Everything has to, it will like say, okay, tell me what this is. You have to respond. Tire pressure is this. The brakes work. the turn signals work, you're going through and you have to confirm, like enter tire pressure, you have to say it. When you have someone that's really skilled at their job, and we all do it, and it's not intentional, it's just that, oh, this is fine, I could skip the step, you know, you check the list, check it fast.
Right.
That eliminates that to be able to do that. So when you're looking at something for consistency compliance, that's big.
That's huge, yeah.
And again, it's not just for fleet. It's big. The other one, so let me do the picking workflow. What's great about the picking workflow is that we'll say, you know, it's as simple as ready, and it directs the selector to this bay, the aisle, the bay that they're supposed to pick through a confirmation of, they say what bay it is. They then get quantity. They pick the quantity, they confirm, they get moved to the next step. So that's how kind of voice works with that, is it just is telling you, and instead of having, Shelby, I had to do it one time where I was picking and I had a labels, and man, that was a mess in itself because I had the labels in my hand. I'm looking to find the labels. I'm picking up 50-pound cases to put on a sortation, like, you know, on a sortation belt. Had to position the label perfectly onto the box to make sure that the sortation rate, like, you know, that it, the fixed scanner is going to read it properly to send it to the proper truck. Think about how many opportunities for error right there. Plus think about how it slows down the process. Now, all of a sudden, I'm going to, go to slot 156, pick five. I pick five. I put them on the slot. Boom. Good to go. So again, really shaves time off of that process. And it'd be amiss for me not to say is it's a scalable technology. So any of these, whether it's the wearable ring scanner, the arm computer, like the wearable mobile computer, voice, you could pair them together. So they're great individually, but they also can work well, especially if you need something where you need to have a scan for confirmation as well as using the voice technology. So you could just keep building it to really optimize your workforce.
Right, right. With the ring, the wrist, the eco suit, all of these things, we're turning into to Iron Man, basically.
We said that we had somebody in our booth, and that's exactly what he looked like with the headset on, with, you know, he had multiple ring scanners on his hands. He had the CW45 on his arm, but it got people's attention. And we've really gotten, not just from, what's really great is it's not just the feedback from the managers and the operational gains, but it's the feedback from the workers, the people using the technology, that they like it and that they have left places and come back, or they seek out places that use that kind of technology because they know the benefit of it and how it helps them perform, which is big.
Well, so we've been talking about, you know, what's possible with these wearables, but we've been talking also about, you know, what workers expect from these types of devices. You know, I wonder if you can kind of break this down a little bit about what is the role then of employees, maybe the demand, the expectations that they have of employers to have this type of technology.
Absolutely, Shelby. You just touched on one of my favorite topics. So let me kind of just set the stage again for this one here. If I mentioned a little bit earlier on that we do have a shift in the workforce. You know, right now, the latest number I saw is 64% of our workforce is made up of millennials and Gen Z. So, I mean, this is a workforce. These are people not even in the workforce, just they never had life without technology. I mean, you pretty much came out of the womb and you were handed an iPad or some sort of technology.
Right.
So as they're entering into the workforce, they have that expectation from their employer to equip them with the latest and greatest intuitive technology that they can use to get up and like hit the ground running with their job. And that's what a lot of companies like Honeywell are doing right now. We are taking commercial devices, things that we wear on our arms, like the watch or your mobile device, and we're converting them into wearables because it really simplifies that adoption. I think it's really important to note, when you think about these warehouses and distribution centers, they're typically in these big parks together, and they're all pulling from the same workforce. And if you have a choice to go between one or another, and one you're walking in and they're handing you to do the same job, competitive rates, everything like that, all status quo, all the same, but you go into one and they hand you a piece of paper or a data piece of technology, where the other one is handing you something that does make you look like Iron Man or is cool and new, where are you going to go? You're going to go to the one where you feel that they're investing in the technology to set you up for success. That's one. The second one kind of goes with hand in hand. It expedites, because of the familiarity with the type of technology, it helps expedite that onboarding. It becomes quicker. You know, there is no desire. Nobody has time for it anymore. We've all learned, and I mean, we all go to the same place to learn how to do anything in 30-second videos on YouTube. It helps shorten the learning curve and training for onboarding. That's important for two, not only for the employee to get up and start making money faster, but also for the operation managers, because turnover in this industry is very high. So you need to be able to streamline your training and onboarding to hours versus weeks. The next thing, streamline processes. You know, all this is data collection technology. Not only is it great for operations, you know, for inventory and knowing that sort of thing, but it also helps look at how fast products were being selected, or if we're in the picking workflow, or are there, you know, this took forever to do, like this process. How can we streamline and minimize or reduce barriers or remove barriers for our workers so they could perform at their peak performance? Because a lot of them are incentive plus base pay for this. And the last one, and there are plenty more, but the last one, safety. I want to make sure, you know, we talked about it with the eco suits, but that my wellness, my well-being, and my employer is providing me the safest work environment that I can work in. And wearable technology, and I'll say it again, it's that hands-free, eyes up. That's great. That hits home with that particular desired attribute for the workforce.
I imagine, you know, the worker meeting with the employer, they've seen all these things. They see, you know, something like the eco suit where they're keeping an eye on the ergonomics. And I imagine, you know, is it maybe temperature or anything like that?
Oh, there's that too. Yes. Especially in, you know, if you're in a cold storage facility or you're overheating, let's face it, these warehouse and distribution centers are not air conditioned.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's another thing that you're certainly being able to track. And, you know, kind of along those lines too, another thing that they're expecting is this technology feels good to wear.
Uh-huh.
That it makes sense. So just as we saw phones start to get thinner and smaller over the years, we're seeing our technology do the same thing. It is becoming smaller. Like, you know, we could take one of our mobility devices, like our CT45, and we have kits that can convert them into wearables, and they work great. But our CW45 is so much smaller, which wearing one versus the other, think about wearing your smartwatch on your arm all day versus something that's half the size. You know, that's important. The material that you're wearing on your hand, is it clean or is it something that's sweaty? Especially since sometimes those devices are shared between other people. So it's equally important to take that into consideration. And whenever, you know, you're talking to a customer about it, you want them to be aware of, like, this is a benefit of one technology over another.
Yeah. Back to this, you know, situation I'm imagining. So, you know, the employee goes in, he's met with the team, the manager, that he's seen the type of technology that's there. He goes home and there is just like it's a silent kind of feel good. Like this employee is keeping an eye on my safety, keeping an eye on my ergonomics and my temperature. And, you know, maybe it does sound cliche, but, you know, for the spouse that's listening to all of this, you know, that is a huge like seal of approval that, yes, you know, I'm not going to have to worry about, you know, my husband or my wife, you know, coming home with a back injury or, you know, overheating because it's nearly 100 or more degrees in the warehouse.
You know, that is wonderful that you said that. Is prior to joining the Honeywell, I worked in a distribution center. And the way that they promoted and shared to the spouses, not just to or the partners, that they talked about what we were doing, that mattered. And that really did resonate because, you know, it's your home away from home, essentially. Your second home is your workforce. And knowing that you have an employer that's looking out for you, that means a lot.
Yeah, that is. That's often the single difference.
Yes.
Also, I wonder if we can shift a little bit to the future and look about what new products are coming down the pike from Honeywell. And I guess maybe for Honeywell resellers then, you know, what can they expect in the next year or so? I mean, you mentioned the CW45. Is that already up and running for sale, or when is that coming?
It is up, available, ready to sell today. So absolutely. The CW45, you know, it's a powerhouse right now. It's got great scan technology. It can work alone. It pairs well with other technology. That one go with. Same with our 8675i, our new ring scanner. You know, at Honeywell, we're continuing to invest in looking at the wearable technology as well as voice. We're looking at new devices just as much as we are looking at how do we extend these particular devices to easily adapt into different either workflows or environments, or have new software features. Everybody wants things that are already loaded on, easy to use, that you can update and go quickly. That's a big thing. When I say other use cases, it's getting case studies. It works, but it's getting case stories and stories to share with everybody of how this technology works alongside additional automation. So, you know, a big theme at ProMat this year was collaborative automation. So how do you work as a human? And then as you start bringing in robotics, how does that work with it? How is it scalable? So for example, we have something right now with Hyster Yale and our voice technology that the semi-autonomous pallet jack, you could direct it using your voice technology to move to your next pick location instead of having to push the pallet jack forward. It's being able to do it that way. We're looking at pairing this with other things, you know, vision. Vision is an area where people are expressing a lot of interest. Hmm. There are certainly some early adopters out there. And because of the interest, you know, we're exploring how do we get into that game and pairing it, whether it's with voice or standalone. But it's a little bit early. The ergonomics have not been fully worked out yet for vision, at least in what we're seeing. So we're continuing to work down that path for that.
That's interesting. That's exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah, absolutely. There's just so much that's happening, and it's a crazy time because there's so much more of an appetite for people to try stuff new than there ever has been before. So we get to all be a part of it.
Right, right. I guess along those same lines, and a question that we always ask at of our guests on B2B Tech Talk is, where do you see technology? And this could be as a whole or in this particular space. Where is the technology going in the next year? So in addition to, you know, guess what Honeywell is looking at, I mean, overall, the big themes, where are we going to be in these type of devices for workforces or the ergonomics and the functionality that we are wanting or needing and kind of expecting?
For where some of the big technology that we're looking at, it's those kind of high level themes with machine vision and machine learning, mm-hmm. AI. Yep. You know, how do you incorporate those into there? It's almost as looking at more of how do we help get people up to speed to work with this emerging technology that's coming out, is that's really where there's going to be the big gap with some of those more advanced technologies. You know, I kind of mentioned vision. We talk a little bit about augmented reality and virtual reality. And at this point, you know, when we look at it, you know, we're not doing anything, at least in PSS, we're not looking at it, but it's more from a training and onboarding standpoint. Again, it's a quick way to expedite an onboard, or we're using it for maintenance and inspection. So if you have somebody that could be able to look at a video and actually be walked through how to fix something and repair something in real time, there's an application for it there. But I would say those are kind of the big things. You know, robotics, you know, the AMRs and the AVGs and things like autonomous mobile robotics, like robots, you know, with those coming more and more into, you know, we don't have, like, you know, Honeywell does have a different division that's focused on robotics and exploring to see where that opportunity is. Again, it's another thing at the local or the recent industry events, you can't turn a corner without seeing some sort of robotic there, but there's still an adoption. And I think that we're seeing the workforce starting to normalize to pre-pandemic conditions. So where we had to really, where operations were bringing a lot of people to compensate because of the diversification of their business models, things are starting to slow down. So I think that we'll see continued adoption in the wearable technology, again, with mobile computers, with voice, with the ring scanners, with vision, with the eco suits, those types of technology. I think we're going to see that. I think robotics will still be being brought in, but some of the other stuff, we got a little bit of time.
Right, right. Well, for listeners who have any questions about something that you mentioned or talked about today, how can they reach out?
Sure. Please reach out. Please send an email to honeywelloperations@ingrammicro.com, or you can go directly to the Honeywell site, sps.honeywell.com. Please feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. It is Kelly with an EY, but Kelly would love to connect and really enjoy talking about this type of technology and how we could take it and make our customers successful. That's the big thing. It's like bringing that extra value that goes beyond the operational benefits, but taking it, really raising up their frontline workforce to set them up for success, which then happy workforce, happy customers, right?
Right.
It's that trickle down effect. So we're really in a good position, I think, all of us, to go and help set up our customers just to win out there right now.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for joining me.
Shelby, thank you. This was great. Really enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, me too. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in and subscribing to B2B Tech Talk with Ingram Micro. If you like this episode or have a question, please join the discussion on Twitter with the hashtag B2B Tech Talk. Until next time, I'm Shelby Skirhawk.
You've been listening to B2B Tech Talk by Ingram Micro. This episode was sponsored by Ingram Micro Xvantage. B2B Tech Talk is a joint production between Sweetfish Media and Ingram Micro. To listen to this episode and many others, visit ingrammicro.com